All right, this is exciting. This is a Muser's Christmas tradition. We always have our friend come up here, and his handlers will let him off leash, and we get to visit with Mushmouth Thomas. Let's open the door and welcome him in.
That was a wild ride.
Hey, Mushmouth.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Merry Christmas.
Doing okay. You have a Merry Creamer.
Yeah,
so far,
Merry
yeah.
Creamer. I love Creamer.
I know you do.
He loves Christmas.
Creamer is all the Mushmouth's highest and most holy holiday.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, this is the day that we remember our famous Mushmouth ancestor.
Oh, okay.
That led the wise man to the baby.
Really?
Oh, there was a Mushmouth involved in that.
Yeah,
huh?
That the Mushmouth was getting ready to eat.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you didn't know this story?
No.
Yeah, the star in the sky was actually a Mushmouth that had illuminated its tail in an effort to find a mate.
Really?
Yeah, and the white men, they thought it was a star. Stupid, dumb white man. Yeah. But anywho, that led the white men to the baby Cheesaw.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah, the baby Cheesaw.
Yeah.
That were laying in the manger.
The manger.
Yeah. And I say ancestor, much about the ancestor, but it was only one generation ago. So that Mushmouth was actually my father.
Wow,
we have
what?
Mushmouth live a long time,
Joel.
Wow.
Long time.
How old are you?
I'm old.
Yeah.
I'm old. Only one in Mushmouth year, though.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, that was my ancestor, little white man to baby Jesus.
What are you?
Baby Jesus. He was actually my father and my mother.
Okay.
In one person.
Huh.
Whoa.
Yeah, because when Mushmouths can't find mate due to rarity, they perform a little parthenogenesis.
Really?
Yeah, we did get a baby without finding a maid.
Okay.
It's weird, man. It's weird.
Yeah, that
but
is
thank
weird.
Goodness my mama / daddy didn't need baby Cheesa, so you MFers don't have to burn in hell for all eternity for sin.
Okay. So, thank you.
That's cool.
It's cool. It's one way to look at it, I guess.
You guys haven't pre-cooled Crema?
We are.
Crema planned out?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
We love Crema.
What?
What?
I'm flying to Florida for grocery store opening, then just chilling.
A grocery store
opening? Yeah,
what do you mean?
I hear grocery going to be there.
Well, there's grocery stores here, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Joe. You just saved me trip to Florida.
Okay. Well, you can go there, I guess.
I brought some gift for Cray and Joe.
Oh, that's thank
so
you,
nice.
Mushmouth.
Yeah.
You didn't have to.
His first gift is for...
It's
for Craig.
I know you like cycling, so I brought you this.
What is this?
It's a stick I found near a road that a cyclist might go down someday.
Okay.
That could come in handy.
Yeah, well, that's... Whatever you want to do with it, you know.
Oh, thanks.
Cool. If you need to re-gift, you need to re-gift. I understand. You know?
You don't mind that. Okay.
This next gift is for... Ja!
Oh, that's me. He calls me Ja.
I know how much you love Canadian TV series Heated Rivalry.
No, I've never watched it.
So I brought you the box set on Blu-ray.
Oh, wow.
Nobody watches that anymore.
Also, I smeared it in some of my favorite mud. It's from a creek I just love.
Oh, that's nice.
So you really enjoy it.
I guess.
Good luck getting the DVDs to work with the mud on it.
I guess I could just stream
it. But anyway, this next gift is for... Cray!
Again?
Cray, I know how much you like cycling.
Yeah?
So I brought you this. It's a Carnago V4RS.
Wow. Whoa.
Yeah, it's got the Shimano Dura-Ace DI2 and the NVSCS wheels. Pretty kitted out.
What?
Pretty kitted out.
It is kitted out.
You know something about bikes.
Funny story. I accidentally ate one while grazing.
Uh-huh.
And after I passed it, I noticed it was a bike and made me think of you.
Oh.
So I brought it. Might want to hose it off. Might want to hose it off.
How were you able to...
digested that?
This
next gift is for Ja!
Ja!
Ja, I know how much don't you love Tom Landry?
Love Tom Landry.
Yes, the late, so I brought Tom you Landry. Tom Landry's fedora.
Oh, wow.
Where'd you get that?
Yeah, not just any fedora.
Yeah?
But the one he was buried in.
Boy, how did you get that?
I had a pretty late night last night.
No, no.
But I retrieved it here for you last night.
No, don't do that. That's not funny.
The next year,
that's creepy.
Hey! Another
he's got
one?
A lot of gifts.
Mushmouth, you shouldn't have.
Cray, I know how much you like cycling.
Jeez.
So I got you this. It's a cracked wheel from a 1986 Honda Accord. Well, you can put it on your bike and get good gas mileage.
Well, no, I don't think that's how it works, Mushmouth.
The
but
way that's gonna
but
fit.
Thank you.
I don't know how car or bike work.
It's not just wheels involved. Yay. Thanks, Mushmouth.
Ja, I know how much you think family is important.
Well, sure. It is important. Yes.
So I brought you a big sack of my own dung.
What does that have to do with family?
That you can hand out for creamer party favors at your local family get-together.
Local.
Yeah. Right. And inside the big sack are individually wrapped gatherings that are dated.
For
provenance. For
provenance,
yeah. So the outdated little Ziploc baggies, give to the ones you love.
Okay,
give
thanks.
Give the gift of Mushmouth.
Yeah.
Give the gift of Mushmouth.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, wish me luck this Christmas.
Why?
I'm the lead reindeer for Santa this year.
You are.
Yeah, due to shape-shifting.
Okay.
I will be lead reindeer. So I'll be leading Santa's team, man.
Okay. Well,
leading
congrats.
Santa's team. And I hope I don't get hungry or Santa's going to be down one Vixen and one Donna.
Don't eat the reindeer.
Tingle, sir. Tingle, sir. Tingle, gomma, babe.
That's his interpretation. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We know that one.
Merry
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
There he goes.
Mushmouth Thomas. A very Mushmouth Christmas.